A return to a story we covered yesterday about 356 migrants stranded on board a rescue ship for the last 2 weeks in the Mediterranean. This lunchtime, it's been confirmed Ireland will be among six countries who will take some of those people here. Maltese Navy boats will begin transferring the migrants on the Ocean Viking ship to land in Malta, where they'll be relocated to those six member states, including here. Well, we're joined now by the Humanitarian Affairs Advisor with Médecins Sans Frontières. It's the organisation that spearheaded the rescue of those hundreds of migrants, Hasiba Hajj Sawari. And Hasiba, thank you for joining us. What's your reaction, first of all, to this news that finally the ordeal for these people is at an end?
We're extremely relieved that the ordeal of the 556 people is over now. It was unnecessary. We all to be stranded at sea like that for 2 weeks and to almost run out of food. However, we are also extremely appreciative of the efforts of states such as Ireland. And Ireland has been really consistent in its support and its willingness to always step in and offer to participate in relocation agreements.
Well, let me just... Sorry to cut across you. Let me just bring you up to date, bang up to date, with what Ireland is preparing to offer here. A statement just in from our Department of Justice tells us that Ireland will accept the relocation of up to 100 asylum seekers from this summer until the end of 2009. So it's a commitment to 100 asylum seekers between now and the end of the year. And of course, it will incorporate the needs of at least some of those who are on board the Ocean Viking waiting to land in Malta.
I think we have to understand whether this includes resettlement from other places, but such as the Syrian refugees. But if it is about people rescued at sea, that would be quite significant. And in any event, I think what we appreciate is the fact that Ireland has been consistent in trying to find a solution. And that's extremely important, especially as some European states that are part of this coalition of the willing to allow disembarkation of people rescued at sea are supposed to be meeting in September in Malta. So in that sense, it's good. However, as I was mentioning earlier, it's 2 weeks too long. It was unnecessary to impose such an excruciating process to the people rescued. We're talking about extremely vulnerable people who are fleeing conflict or fleeing violence in Libya. We had some Libyans among the group, so people who are really fleeing the conflict there. And we had a lot of Sudanese. And this is really unacceptable. What we need is to at least agree on a temporary mechanism and ideally for search and rescue operations by the European Union, including by Ireland, to resume. Ireland used to have ships at sea doing search and rescue. They stopped doing so, and we really encourage them to reconsider this decision, considering that we almost have 600 deaths in the central Mediterranean this year only.
You feel Ireland could play a valuable role once again in the Mediterranean with its navy ships that were so active in recent times rescuing people from the water?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's enough at always pointing the finger at another state or waiting for the perfect conditions. People are dying now at sea, 600 people this year. It is time to resume search and rescue operation. So we are actually relying on states such as Ireland to really lead and show that they're prepared to go back to sea.
Very quick question for you, because I'm almost out of time, Hasiba, but had this announcement not come through today, but these migrants would be allowed to land in Europe and would be taken in by various European countries, what would their fate have been with another few days at sea or indeed another week at sea?
Well, a week at sea would not have been possible. We had food until We had food ration until Monday. It would have been extremely difficult after that. Tension was also raising on the ship, and that's normal, with a group of people who have fled violence and who feared that they might be returned to this situation. We also had some medical cases that we are monitoring very closely. We had informed yesterday the Maltese and the Italian authorities that these people might need direct immediate evacuation. So the situation was really deteriorating by the hour. And it would have been unsustainable to remain at sea like that.
We will leave it there. But thank you indeed for that from you this lunchtime. Thank you indeed again.